Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, November 2nd, and this is Seattle Council 10, Secretary April Moss reporting. In Seattle this morning, our AFA Negotiating Committee and representatives of the MEC conducted their first town hall meeting to review our progress in Section 6 negotiations and discuss the United Continental merger. Today was just the first stop in a series of town hall meetings taking place throughout the system in each of the 14 local councils now through early next year. The well-attended town hall meeting presented a new video now available on our website, which features our AFA Negotiating and Solidarity Committee members summarizing the status of our Section 6 negotiations and discussing where we are in the process under the Railway Labor Act. Following the video, the committees answered questions from the members present at the meeting. The committee discussed our strength in standing together as a unified workforce against a management attempting to divide us. Tactics by management to spread misinformation and dissension are nothing new, and they'll try anything to sow seeds of doubt, trying to weaken our resolve. That won't happen. Our negotiating committee reviewed the latest round of management proposals, or missing proposals in many cases, and showed how management continues to propose concession after concession at the bargaining table. What management tries to guise as flexibilities and productivities are nothing more than an attempt to gut our contract of the protections we've worked decades to build and protect. We continue to make it clear to management that these negotiations are not about concessionary proposals, but instead are about long overdue improvements to pay, benefits, and work rules. The town hall meetings will continue tomorrow in Los Angeles, and then on to Denver on Thursday and Chicago on Friday. Check our website for details and a schedule of the meetings coming to your location. Voting closes tomorrow for Delta flight attendants, for AFA representation, and Northwest flight attendants to maintain their contract and representation rights with AFA. Our AFA sisters and brothers at Northwest remain proud to have helped shape their flight attendant contract and for their rights under the Northwest flight attendant contract. This contract continues as they remain and fight to maintain their status as members of our union. This election is historic in that it is the first ever conducted under the new democratic rule that finally ensures the votes cast in the election decide the outcome. Before this election, Delta Flight Attendants Management has been their voice at the bargaining table, and with no union, there is no bargaining. Delta Management also speaks for their flight attendants on Capitol Hill and within the judicial system, often to the detriment of flight attendants, since they are usually countering the issues we are working together to correct or to improve the quality of life for all flight attendants. The former Northwest flight attendants are currently our AFA CWA sisters and brothers, and because they have AFA representation, they also have worker rights under the law. Delta flight attendants, on the other hand, are not represented, and they currently have no rights or assurances on the job. Tomorrow, when Delta flight attendants choose representation with AFA, they will have a strong voice at work, at the negotiating table, in the courts, and Capitol Hill, and together we will stand stronger. Primary vacation bidding for 2011 is now open and will close at 8:30 on November 7th. Bids will be posted by 8:30 on November 12th. All times are local domicile time. Our website has our annual vacation article compiled to assist you in bidding for your vacation. Keep in mind the annual open enrollment process for your 2011 benefits is now ongoing and will remain available through November 24th. The UAL benefit site is easily accessed through the useful websites link on our AFA website. Or you may call the United Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188 to make your selections. Our negotiating committee is on the road this week with our town hall meetings in Seattle, Los Angeles, Denver, and Chicago. Next week, the committee continues to prepare for our next mediation session with a stop in D.C. for another town hall meeting. The next mediation session is scheduled for the week of November 15th, and contract sections on the agenda scheduled for discussion are Section 10, Reserve Scheduling Procedures, and Section 12, International Operation. This is Election Day, and each of us has the opportunity to help shape our futures both locally and in Congress. The results of today's vote will determine the legislative future for flight attendants' issues in both the House and Senate in the next 2 years. The midterm elections are a crossroads for flight attendants and our issues, and we must remain focused on advancing our profession and workplace health, safety, and security on both sides of the aisle in Congress. Safety, respect, and health are issues that should be a priority over an agenda that favors airline executives over the employees. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.